Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampal Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome again to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chidi, and I'm reading from Romans chapter 7, verse 5. It says, "For when we were in the flesh, the sinful passions which were aroused by the law were at work in our members to bear fruit to death. But now we have been delivered from the law, having died to what we were held by, so that we should serve in the newness of the Spirit and not the oldness of the letter. For what shall we say then? Is the law sin? Certainly not. On the contrary, I would not have known sin except through the law, for I would not have known covetousness unless the law had said, 'You shall not covet.' But sin, taking opportunity by the commandment, produced in me all manner of evil desire. For apart from the law, sin was dead. I was alive once without the law, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. And the commandment which was to bring life, I found to bring death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it I was killed." Going down to verse 21, "I find then a law that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord." Paul is talking about his own experience in trying to keep the law. He knows that the law is good. He knows that the law says to do what is right. But somehow he is not finding within him the ability to keep that law. And somehow he finds that when he tries to keep the law, somehow it just doesn't quite work out. He ends up doing the exact opposite of what the law says. Now, I want to do an experiment. I want you to picture in your mind a red tree, right? However this tree is red, maybe it has red flowers, red fruits, but you're looking at this tree from far and it's a red tree. So just keep that picture in your mind of a red tree. Now, I want you to stop thinking about the red tree. And I'm pretty sure that unless you've played this game before, you will find yourself thinking about the red tree. You will find yourself, even though you're trying not to think about the red tree, you can't help it. In trying not to think about the red tree, you end up picturing a red tree. Now, I want you to think about yellow grass. Just picture in your mind yellow grass. And you would have noticed that from the minute you form that picture of yellow grass, immediately the picture of the red tree disappeared from your mind. Of course, you're thinking about a red tree again because I just mentioned it. But here's the point. You try to keep the law, you will fail. Trying to keep the law is like trying to stop thinking about the red tree. But when you think about something else, you find yourself not thinking about the red tree without even trying. And it is something like that that Paul was experiencing here. He was trying to keep the law. He was trying to be good. He was trying to be a really good Christian. He was trying to impress God by his ability to be spiritual. But he found that it just didn't work. It just didn't work. The harder he tried to be good, the more he ended up sinning and falling short of the glory of God. There's another scripture that says, "I will make a new covenant with them, where I will write my law in their hearts." Nobody will have to teach them. They will just know what is right and what is wrong, and they will just do it. Romans chapter 7, verse 6 says, "We have been delivered from the law, having died to what we were held by." That law was holding us in captivity, holding us in bondage. But now we have been delivered from that law so that we could serve in the newness of the Spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. We are living under this new covenant where God has written His law in our heart. Now I should point out, when the Old Testament predicted there will come a day when I will write my law in their hearts and I will make this new covenant, that was really predicting a future time where God will restore everything, God will send the devil into hell, and He will set up His eternal kingdom. He was talking about that day. But if you are in Christ, you have a down payment, you have a deposit, or a partial fulfillment of that scripture. As long as we are living on this side of life, we still have the flesh to contend with. So we have a daily battle to crucify the flesh, to deny ourselves, and to die daily. When we get to heaven, we will no longer have that battle, because this corruptible will put on incorruptible. So I should just point that out. But in the newness of the Spirit, in the new covenant, it is like what happened when you tried to picture the green grass or the yellow grass. Without even trying, you ended up not thinking about the red tree. And we will find that under this new covenant, when you live in the Spirit, when you walk in the Spirit, when you live by faith, you will end up living holy without even trying to live holy. You will end up keeping the law without even trying to keep the law. And Paul said that. He said, I was alive once, but then this commandment came and I died. He is showing us in the scripture how to live righteously, how to live holy without trying to keep the law. It just happens automatic when you live in the Spirit, when you walk in the Spirit. And the thing that holds us back many times is when we have flesh to deal with, when we have strongholds in our minds. Strongholds are patterns of unscriptural thinking that are deeply ingrained in your subconscious. And even though Christ has set you free, even though you are now delivered from the law and the bondage of the law and the curse of sin, you're still not quite experiencing it because you have strong areas of the flesh or strongholds in your mind that are holding you back from living in full freedom. The Bible says, he who commits sin is slave to sin. So Jesus Christ came not to just forgive our sins, but to deliver us from sin, to deliver us from our sinful nature. And through Christ, we could have that. And the way to have that is to have that law of God written in your heart, not written on a board, not written on a page, not written on pages in the Bible, but having that word written in your heart. That is why the word Bible is not actually in the Bible. The Bible is great, but unless those words are written in your heart, it doesn't matter how many words, how many pages you have. It doesn't matter how many Bibles you have in your house. It doesn't matter how many Bibles you have on your phone, how many different versions. Unless that word is written in your heart, you will always be in bondage to sin because you have those strongholds. And the only way to destroy those strongholds is by the truth of God's word. Having the word of God written in your heart is like this. Imagine that you're trying to send a text to somebody. You type up the text on your phone or a WhatsApp message or whatever you use. You type it up on your phone. So that text is on your phone. But then from the minute you click send, that text goes from your phone and then it appears on somebody else's phone. So think of it like that. God said, I will write my law in their hearts. I will make a new covenant with them. It's like God is sending a text message to your spirit. He is saying, this is the word that is written on a piece of paper. This is the word that is written on the pages of the Bible. But now I'm going to click send. And that word is now going to be written in your heart. That is what is required for us to live an overcoming and a victorious life on this earth. That is what is needed to overcome sin and to overcome the bondage of sin in this life. So if you have other people in your church who are living in sin, I am pretty sure the pastor would have told them, this is what the word of God says. and you must keep the law of God. You probably even have the Ten Commandments posted on your wall. But the Ten Commandments written on a plaque on your wall, what is that going to do for you? Unless that's written in your heart, you will experience exactly what Paul talked about in Romans chapter 7, where he's seeing the law. It's a good law, but somehow you just can't keep it because you have no ability. Even if you're in Christ, you have no ability to keep that law. The law was never written for you to keep it like that. Never. That law was written to let you know what is sin and to let you know that you can't keep the law. That law was written to bring you to Christ. The Bible says the law is like a schoolmaster. It is like a teacher or a principal who helps you to get to graduation day. And from the time you graduate, you no longer need to go to school. You are now out of school. That school teacher is no longer responsible for you after you graduate. And the law is intended to bring you to that point where you could graduate. And you graduate when you realize the law is good, but I have no ability to keep that law. My only ability is to trust Christ, to give my heart to Him, to surrender to Him. And once I live in the Spirit, I will automatically keep the law without even trying. In our book, Small Devil, Big God, which is available in bookstores in Trinidad, in Mohammed's bookstore, Charon's bookstore, as well as Christian Education Center in Trin City Mall. In that book, Small Devil, Big God, we give a number of testimonies of Christians who were able to use the Word of God to overcome bondage in their lives. We give the testimony of somebody called Jenna. Jenna came from a broken home. Her father had left when she was 4 years old, and she had to go through a lot of what you call daddy issues in her life. And imagine her getting saved at age 19, trying to think of God as a heavenly father, but her only image of her father is a negative one. And that affected some of the relationships she found herself getting into. She found herself getting involved with guys who were adulterous, just like her father, guys who were no good, who were nothing but trouble, and she just couldn't get out of that bondage. But she learned how to use the Word of God. She learned how to meditate on that Word and to get that Word of God written in her heart. And she was able to overcome that bondage. She was able to forgive her father, break up from every bad relationship she was in. And today Jenna is happily married in a wonderful relationship. We give the testimony of somebody that we call JR. Again, it's not his real name. JR was addicted to lust. He was addicted to porn. And even though he was married, he found himself thinking about other women and he couldn't overcome that bondage. But he learned how to meditate on God's word, how to study God's word, and how to use God's word to distract his mind. Every time the temptation would come, he would get into that word. He would get into the Psalms. He would read the scripture, study it. And immediately, all the thoughts of lust would disappear from his mind. And he testified that over time, he was able to overcome those temptations. And today, he is no longer a slave to lust, to porn. And there are many other Christians who could testify that they use the Word of God to overcome these things. Feel free to get a copy of our book, Small Devil, Big God, by Denver Chady. If you don't see it on the shelves, just ask for it by name. It's in Mohammed's bookstore, Charon's bookstores, as well as Christian Education Center in Trin City Mall. That book will be a tremendous blessing to you. God bless you, and I'll see you next time.
Join us again for our next program. Find us online at BibleIssues.org. Join us also on our Facebook group. To be able to access the group, go to BibleIssues.org, where you will find the link. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can catch up online at BibleIssues.org. Look for the audio sermons link. God bless you and hope you join us next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chady and Induo Rampol Chady every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.